Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's a lot that's been happening right now between conversations on Kevin Stefanski. And as we talk about this entire coaching thing where a lot of people think that Kevin's just going to be fired at this point. And a lot of, I feel like conversations around Kevin's job security in general, to the point where I look at these two games and I hear so many people throw out the idea that, the Haslams and ownership haven't made up their mind on whether or not, you know, they're moving on from Kevin Stefanski. And you've heard the Rapoport report now that was on NFL Network that was throwing out just the idea of they haven't made an idea on Stefanski, but Barry's going to be a big part moving forward. And it's like, I can't help but sit here and think to myself, as at the point we're at in the season, you are 3-12. You have two games remaining that are against the Steelers, which we think is going to be a fully equipped Steelers team, but there is no guarantee on that at this point. And the Bengals, which I can almost guarantee the fact that Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, maybe T. Higgins and some other guys probably not playing in that game, because why risk their health for a season that is also lost down in Cincinnati? And I sit here and I'm like, okay, if we're saying we haven't made up our mind on Kevin Stefanski, either ownership right now is some of the most indecisive people in the world who are just basically can't decide what they want to do, or that decision is just made up and they're telling you it's not because there's two games left. That's kind of the point that we're at, because if we're looking at Kevin, again, if you go through and you rattle off two wins against the Steelers and the Bengals, is that going to be the difference in the season that goes through and actually saves your job? I'm sorry that I sit here and I struggle to think that that's impossible. Like, does it really make a difference if we've watched the quarterback carousel? We've watched this team been undisciplined. We've watched the defense be what it is, and then the offense turn around and be everything that it has been, and then go, I don't know, Kevin might be leaning towards firing him at 3-12, but my God, he finished the season 5-12. We are all good now. We've pushed ourselves further back in the draft. We still didn't make the playoffs this season. We probably still finish at or near the very bottom of the AFC North and pretty low in the AFC as well. And just low in the NFL standings. It's like, yeah, no, this is exactly what we were hoping for. You still fall below short of expectations. You still don't reach where Vegas had you projected at to start the year. And this is a team that has sat here at the beginning of the season and over and over and over again told people how many times this team's better than people think it is. Right? We were going to perform better than people think we will. Vegas has it wrong. And we have just been proven time and time again this season that you're right, Vegas was wrong. They actually gave you far too much credit. Like, they were expecting you to somehow find any semblance of success with Joe Flacco, and instead we found absolutely none. It found a complete season of disappointment that felt like a lot of this has been building towards nothing. Right? Like, great rookie class. You're trying to figure out your quarterback right now. But for the most part, the answers that you have are, yeah, defense, still really good. Offense, still really bad. Special teams, atrocious. You haven't built towards a ton this year other than you've developed some rookies and you're trying to figure out the quarterback. That's really it. This hasn't even been a great fact-finding mission that we thought it was. So I can't sit here and act like two games at the end of the year that might be against backup quarterbacks, that if the Browns can rattle them off and if they can prove something in these two games, it is the miracle above all that saves Kevin Stefanski's job. Now, Albert Breer was on yesterday, right here on Afternoon Drive, and chimed in what these two games actually mean moving forward for not just Kevin, but also Andrew Berry.
I don't know if a clean sweep is coming. It doesn't sound that way anyway. And, you know, I think at this point, like if you're Jimmy, that the people who are in Jimmy's ear and talking to him on this stuff, you've already had some of these discussions of what this looks like after the season. And that's, you know, I think a lot of that stuff is going to incorporate everything that's happened thus far. I just don't know at the end of a 3-12 season, what you're going to show in the last 2 weeks that's going to blow you away. They haven't given up. You know, at the very least, this feels like it's the end of something. And, you know, what level of change that is remains to be seen. Is that Barry stays, Stefanski goes? Is that, you know, Barry is moved into a different sort of role as part of a restructure? I think there are a bunch of different outcomes on the table. And I don't know that Jimmy really knows what he's going to do yet.
I just struggle to, like, again, if you're in this position of power where you are in charge of basically the firing and the hiring of your GM and your head coach, and Barry can be tossed into this conversation too, because I think Barry fits here. But if you're telling me you got two games left to go in the season, and I'm not saying you have to be fully committed, Kevin Stefanski is going to be fired when this season ends. Because I think if you're fully committed to that answer 100% of the way and there's nothing that can change it, I know the Browns don't really believe in this, and we've seen that over the last 2 years, but my God, just fire the guy now. There is no real point in going through and having Kevin hold that position if you know he's just a dead man walking. But I get it. Yeah, you have to put in an interim head coach. And if you're going to make that Jim Schwartz, well, chances are if you give Jim Schwartz a head coaching position.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For two games, then don't give him back the next year. Might be a chance that Jim Schwartz isn't back here next year. I understand how the politics of this all basically arrange. But if you're telling me that I'm not looking at an ownership group right now, a front office that isn't staring at both their GM and their head coach and going, I'm pretty much 98% sure of the way of exactly what I'm going to do, and it might as well be 100. I just don't think that there's two games. We talk about two games not being enough for, you know, Shedeur Sanders to prove whether or not that he can be the quarterback of the future, let alone two games be enough for you to change what you've seen for 6 years in both your GM and your head coach. There is a thought process that you have about those guys right now. And it's not to say that you're down on Kevin if you're Jimmy Haslam and you think he's a terrible coach, but there is the feeling that I think a lot of Browns fans have, which, I don't know, personally, I don't think Kevin's a terrible coach. I think Kevin's actually a really good coach when he has the talent to coach. The problem is with the Cleveland Browns right now, you don't have the talent to coach, and you've won six games over two seasons. Again, the writing's kind of on the wall. Like, I don't think if you're looking around that there should be any question about whether or not, okay, I think he's a good coach, but clearly it's not working here. I'm trying to find the solution that two games gives you. That's really what I'm trying to find out. Like, what can you show me? Other than the fact that this team has continued to fight, which I will give them the pat on the back. I thought they gave up on Kevin in the Chicago game. They clearly proved that on Sunday when they played Buffalo. That was not the case. That team came out and they played hard. And they were playing hard for the head coach in front of them. They were playing hard for the organization. There was no doubt that this team is still invested in the season and still trying to earn a win on every single Sunday that they roll out there. Congratulations. They continue to fight for you. That only goes so far. My coach doesn't lose a locker room. That's a really good bar. But at some point, it doesn't matter whether or not you win or lose a locker room if you just can't hold on to the job. Right? If you can't get the job done and you can't put wins on the board, it's what my head coach is judged by. You are only a reflection of what the product you put out there is. And right now, through 6 years, you're looking at Kevin Stefanski, who has a sub-500 record. His best seasons came in a miracle from Joe Flacco and a team that he took over that was not built by either him or the GM that was in place with him. And everything since has just spiraled. And some of that out of Kevin's control, some of that not. But that's the part where it just doesn't matter right now. Like, it doesn't necessarily matter if this was fully within Kevin's control. It doesn't matter if Kevin's sitting there and thinking to himself, well, you know, I didn't want Deshaun Watson. I didn't want this to go down this way. I haven't had the quarterback that I truly wanted to run this team under. I can guarantee you there's a lot of head coaches that don't get their quarterbacks, and there's a lot of head coaches that their GMs don't put them in the most beautiful situation in the world. And you know what happens to those head coaches? They get fired because it's a product business. And right now, whether the Browns end 3-14, between that and 5-12, the product was still a disappointment, and the product was still bad, and there's nothing you can show other than, hey, maybe I can kind of develop a quarterback that's going to let you keep your job. There's coaches that can develop quarterbacks. There's coaches that can put wins on the board, and there's coaches that can elevate their team to play above the level at which their talent says they can. This team was not expected to win games, and when you fall short, those are the results that you get. Guys get fired. People get held accountable. But right now, even if you go through and you waxed a fully healthy, fully active Pittsburgh Steelers team, and you went out there and won by 40, and then you beat the Bengals the same way the next week, like, your chance to show your job has just passed itself. You had the last 15 games to go out there and show what this team can do, show that they can get better every single week. And for the most part, I feel like this team has not only not improved every single week, it somehow feels like on a week-to-week basis, they've trended in the wrong direction. I'm not going to say they're worse week after week, because that obviously wasn't the case the last 2 weeks, but there's a lot of weeks that I can point to where it's like, this team hasn't improved. They've just continued to get worse. And it's like, you're playing lesser competition. I'm losing to the Jets. And it's like, not even a one-off feeling. That's the same thing that's been killing you all year long. 216-474-0092. Are you buying that a decision hasn't been made yet on Kevin Stefanski, that his job is not decided? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake as well. You can get to us on the Afternoon Drive X page over there at Afternoon 923 F-A-N. So we can get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys later on in the show. Quick Hits is coming your way at 2:40. We talk to Ashley Bastock coming up at 3:20 of Cleveland.com. We're going to talk to Cash Lovett coming up in the 3:40 segment, closer to 3:50. We're going to talk to Daryl in the 5 o'clock hour, the lead, in case we missed it, all the good stuff. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are you buying that a decision hasn't been made yet on Kevin Stefanski? We're going to get to your calls, more on Kevin, all coming back here in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 7, filling in for Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.